USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer has been fired for allegedly proposing a deal with the White House behind Defense Secretary Mark Esper's back to resolve a matter involving a Navy SEAL. In his resignation letter, Richard Spencer says the most important responsibility he has is to maintain good order and discipline in the ranks, and he no longer shares that understanding with the Commander-in-Chief. Defense Secretary Mark Esper asked for Spencer's resignation, saying he'd lost trust and confidence. The controversy involves Navy Chief Officer Edward Gallagher, who was convicted of posing with the corpse of a dead teenager. Gallagher was demoted, but President Trump restored his rank. Hong Kong protesters took a pause to go to the polls. People showed up in record numbers voting in municipal elections that are widely viewed as a referendum on the pro-democracy movement. This is USA Radio News.
Thanksgiving is also National Family Health History Day, a good time to talk to your family about their health. Did you know that Ancestry Health is now delivering actionable insights for you and your family to help you start down the path toward better health? Marjan Champine, an Ancestry spokesperson, is a board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable, consumer, and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
To start down the path toward better health, visit Ancestry.com/health.
There's a brand new candidate in the 2020 Democratic White House field. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg officially entering the 2020 race for the White House, ending several weeks of speculation. With his entry into the already crowded field for the Democratic primary, he announced his run on Sunday morning with the start of a massive $31 million TV ad blitz.
Mike Bloomberg for president. Jobs creator. Leader. Problem solver.
The 77-year-old Bloomberg's spokesman says the former mayor is willing to spend whatever it takes to defeat President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gas prices are a little bit cheaper.
Gasoline prices are heading down. We have a 3-cent drop in the past 2 weeks to an average $2.66.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average cost of mid-grade gas is $2.96. Premium is $3.20. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
All eyes will be on Taylor Swift at the 2019 American Music Awards. USA's John Hunt has more.
The 29-year-old pop star, who's continued to publicly battle with the men who own her master recordings, is set to take the stage in a performance she recently said was put in jeopardy by Scott Borchetta and Scooter Braun. Swift could also make history at the AMAs if she surpasses Michael Jackson's record for most wins. Swift, who has 23 AMAs, is nominated for 5 awards and could top the King of Pop's 24 wins. Swift will also receive the Artist of the Decade Award to be presented by Carole King at the show that airs live on ABC. Swift is nominated for the top prize, Artist of the Year, along with Ariana Grande, Drake, Halsey, and Post Malone, who is the leader with 7 nominations. The second most nominated acts are Grande and newcomer Billie Eilish, who scored 6 nominations each. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
K-pop icon Goo Hera was found dead at age 28, according to police in South Korea. Less than 6 weeks after another female singing star from the Asian nation has died, an acquaintance discovered the former Kara singer's body in her home in Seoul around 6 p.m. Police and firefighters were notified. The singer was hospitalized in May after a suicide attempt, but had recently been trying to focus on her music and TV career. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.